the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today I was just reading the St. Paul, the epistle, and he was talking about mainly the talking about the pain and how God, يعني يقول كده الذي يحب الرب يؤدبه. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son who received. So a lot of time we struggle with this. Why God allow pain in our life, and for what reason? In 10 minutes we'll try to. It's a very tough thing to think about. However, the pain in the life of the. The children of God is especially if someone in the middle of trial or in the middle of pain, it's very hard to accept, especially Satan is very well used of such circumstances. However, from the beginning, we need to think of some facts. Number one, God is righteous. And this is not changed. And this is a complete righteousness. Number two, God is a father. That he would say that the father, he's talking about the scourge every son he received. So he's saying that he is a father. I am a father, and he is love. And this is also does not change. However, what changed in our nature that the problem of pain and evil came to us. To our nature. So the problem here is God, he is righteous and he will never reconcile with our sin. This is the thing. God will accept us, but he will never reconcile with our sin, with our evil. From the beginning, when God was creating everything, he created all the atmosphere around us with one word, like let it be. So it's something easy. When he came to man, he said, let us make man according to our image, in our image. So from the beginning, creation of man is a process. And when us have been fell in sin and corruption, still God is easy for him. God is easy for him to do anything. He cannot change our circumstances by let it be. But for God, he want to restore the image, his image in us. And this is also a process. What the aim of God at the end of the day, he want to dwell in us. He want us to be holy like him. Because we from the beginning had been created in his image. But he cannot, as a righteous God, cannot be dwell in the dark. That the light and darkness, there is no communion between light and darkness. So from that's a process of restore our image to dwell in us. I remember this story of Jacob, because it's a lot of stories to show how God is working in a process for the life of his children to restore the image. But let's look at very fast for to show this point, and then we'll declare it more in the life of Jacob. For example, the life of Jacob. Jacob was away from God, very far away from God. And then at the end of his life, he was very successful as a businessman. However, there is something in him. He was afraid. He was worried. He was away from God. And then in his way back, on his way back to meet his brother, that's what happened to him. He was very afraid, and he started to prepare everything a lot of gifts. And then he started to pray. Listen to this prayer for someone who is still away from God. I am not worthy of the least of all your mercies, for the truth of you have shown. And he started to show like, I am coming back to you. And now deliver me, I pray from you. And then he started to prepare for this very tough night for him. He will meet his brother tomorrow. And then at the end, after he did all of these gifts, at the end, he was alone at this night. It says Jacob was left alone, and the man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. Well, who is this man? That's God, the Son of Man, one of the appearance of the Son of Man. He was with him. And then at the end, he said, now let me, who is saying, God is telling him, now let me go for the day breaks. But he said, Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless me. So now the Jacob won the blessing, however, he was still away. So he asked, what's your name? He said, Jacob, and God had changed his name. And this is the point it's coming. Jacob asked God, what's your name? Tell me your name. And he said, why is it to you to ask about my name? He refused to give him his name. However, the point of God to give us his name, this is the whole point of this. God, he wants us holy and to give us, however, he did not give him his name. Going back some few more chapters, then he start in chapter 35. Jacob started to purify his houses from the idols. And then finally, he built an altar and he called the place Beit El because God appeared to him. Finally, Jacob started to build an altar. An altar means he is ready for the communion of God. He cleaned all the idols and he ordered his house to clean the idols, and then he built an altar. And now God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Bethlehem, and he blessed him. And God told him, your name is Jacob, but now is Israel. He changed his name. And God told him without asking. Also God said to him, I am God the Almighty. He gave him his name. Now you are ready. So God, at the end of the day, he wants us to be holy. He wants to restore our holiness. That's why the process of God to purify our heart, sometimes it's painful because of the evil inside us. And he will never reconcile this. But he is faithful to give us all the promises. He is faithful. He will not leave us until he gives us his promises. And that's why in Romans, when he said that in Romans 8, therefore, do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is built in, at that moment, is working for us as far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. He is telling us, even if there is some pain and affliction in this world, which is not God who made it, but God is trying to treat it from us. However, the glory and the eternal glory, the weight of the eternal glory is much more exceeding that's the light affliction that we have. So this is, however, if we don't understand this, always Satan put the seed of God doesn't love me. God like left me. عايزين نفهم ان هو لازم نبقى فاهمين كويس قوي ان ربنا بيعيد فينا صوره الابن صوره المجد اللي ربنا عايز يحل فينا. لكن المشكله ان هو ربنا مش ممكن يبقى فيه شركه بالنور مع الظلمه. ربنا عايز يقول انا نفسي احل فيك, نفسي I want to dwell in you. However, there is something prevent this dwelling. The prevention of this dwelling is the sin and the evil. عشان كده ربنا يقول كده النهارده, اللي بيحبوا الرب يؤدبه. ليه رب بتقول كده؟ Because I want to dwell in you. اللي بيحبوا الرب يؤدبه. ولازم نفهمين يا رب, الله امين ان هو لا يدعنا نجرب فوق ما نحتمل, لكن بيدي دايما مع التجربة المنفذ. من قبل ما يبقى فيه تجربة بيدي ربنا بيدي المنفذ. المشكلة الحقيقية ان لو ربنا قرر يسيبنا بلا هذا التأديب, the issue, the real issue is God is leaving us to our evil, to our sin. That will be the real problem. But this is the moment that Satan waiting for. So we need to rethink of some definition that came and it changed a lot of facts. The definition that when sin came to our life, it changed the notion of joy and happiness. As if joy and happiness that I can be happy with my sin. And the question comes, why God does want me to be happy? That's God wants me to be happy and holy. God wants me to be happy and holy. So I know it's a tough topic to talk, but let's think about, reconsider the definition that Satan changed in our minds. God is all love, all righteous. He is Father and He is holy. And He wants to dwell in us. The problem is there is no communion between light and darkness. He wants to enlighten our soul, to restore our soul, and this is what we will gain at the end. ماذا ينتفع الإنسان لو ربح العالم كله وخسر نفسه؟ ربنا عايز يرجع فينا نفسنا لصورته للصورة الأولى اللي خلقها عنا حتى لو كان ده بالألم لأن الله يحبنا. الشيطان يحاول بيلعب أن الله لا يحبنا، لا، الله لأنه صالح، لأنه بيحبنا هيرجع صورتنا. هو أمين أن هو يدينا مواعيده. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, became man, and he was crucified, for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended to heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again, scored to judge the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. Proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess and baptize the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of things to come. Amen.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
O God, the great and eternal, O formed man, in incorruption and death which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you destroyed it by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace by which the host of angels glorifying you, saying, Glory to God, in the highest peace on earth and goodwill to all.